Hey there, welcome back to the channel. Today I'm going to take a deep dive into a landing page used for our roofing Google ad campaigns. So whether you're a roofing business owner looking to get more leads or you're running ads for your clients, this is for you. Firstly, if you don't know who I am or what we do, I'm Kurt from One Base Media and we've helped hundreds of tradespeople get better quality leads, fill up their diary and grow their business with more profitable jobs. We've tested literally hundreds of landing pages.
Testing.
With different copy, and this is the one that is consistently working for our clients. So I've changed the company name for the purpose of this video, just to keep the client private. But this is exactly what the page looks like. Just so you know how well this works, here are some current conversion rates for ad campaigns we are running. Here is the amount the client has spent, here is how many clicks, and here is how much the client is paying per lead. You can see the lead cost for this one is £42. We have other campaigns running for £35 a lead, and here around £30 a lead, which is great as these customers are looking for anything from a roof repair to a whole new roof installation. So the campaigns are very profitable for the client. So now let me run you through the landing page. First of all, we have the logo on the left and the contact number on the right. It's important to make the number clear on the desktop and also to have a clear button that can be clicked on the mobile version. For the navigation, you'll see that when we click on them, they scroll down to specific parts of the page. This is because we're using a landing page rather than the client's website. On the client's website, there are tons of other pages to go through, and we don't want to distract the user from what we want them to do, which is make an inquiry quickly. This is why we use landing pages rather than the company's main website. There are far less distractions. In the banner, we want it to do four things. We want the user to instantly understand what the company does and what area they serve. We want to build trust. We want to give an offer that creates a bit of urgency. And finally, have another call to action, which is what we have done with the contact form. As you can see with the header, we have clearly stated this is a roofing company that covers the London area. So there really is no confusion when the customer hits the page. This page is showing London, but we can also break this down to different boroughs or towns depending on where the company is targeting. So to build trust, we've put their star rating on TrustedTrader, and we've also put another review in a banner to add another element of trust. We've made the logo fairly big as well, so people recognize it's from a third party website. It's also good to pull real reviews from other platforms, whether that's Google reviews, Facebook reviews, or any other platform that customers will recognize. If you just write the review on the website with no third party logos, they'll look a bit fake and possibly like you've made them up, even if you haven't. The main goal when people hit your page is for them to trust you, so the more real reviews, the better. To build more trust in our service here, we have also put a 20-year guarantee. And also just below the banner, we've put the company accreditations. Now, where Google is a pay-per-click service, we really want people to make a decision on their first visit. So here we've put an offer on the page with a deadline for the offer to finish. We've put 15% off any roofing service for this month. We've tested multiple pages that contain an offer against pages that don't, and we find pages with an offer convert far better with a cheaper cost per lead. So if we scroll down, we have broken down all the services so the user can have a look around and see what else the business offers. And throughout the page, you can see we've placed a button to get a free quote. So as the customer reads through and when they've seen enough, they just click this button and it will scroll to the top of the page for them to make an inquiry. It couldn't be easier. Now, people don't generally read everything on your page. They usually skim it and look for the information they need, and this is why the headlines are so important. You want to make sure your headlines are clear about what your services are offering, that they have unique selling points about your business, and also clear calls to action. So when people are skimming the page, the headlines grab their attention and sway them into making an inquiry. You can also see we've used some images of the work. You want to make sure you're using real images and not stock photos, because stock photos look like, well, stock photos. So keep the pictures real, and also we haven't actually got them on this page, but use real images of the team and pictures of the vehicles too. People want to know they're dealing with a real company, and having photos of the team looks far more personal and professional. But as we scroll down, you can see we are continually adding trust using photos of the work. And when we get to the bottom, we have a coverage section and more calls to action. So there you have it. This is the landing page we use for roofing companies. It's easy to use, builds trust, and converts brilliantly. So if you have a roofing company and want to get more local leads, then we can use a very similar landing page for you and have the whole Google ad account set up by next week. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I wanna say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you wanna see more like this, please do like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.